Looks like we got our guy Alan Barber coming in for the Daily Barber Report.
He looks thrilled about it, too.
Yeah,
It is definitely camp, right? That's right. The smallest smile we've seen out of him this whole 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. You know he's tired because he walked over here every day. You know what? You guys looked like you got a lot of work in out there today. I mean, was that a longer day than normal?
No, I think it was standard.
Okay.
I think
the line this week, you're getting some more reps with the ones. It looks like you started out the day today with the starting group. Has anything been communicated along those lines to you guys, or is it just open competition?
Just rotating and, open competition, really.
Yeah.
They tell me anything else.
How do you feel coming off that first game? I mean, how's the body feel? You got a healthy number of snaps the other night against the Bears, right?
And I feel good. What are you talking
about? That's good. Well, I'm just asking why I'm asking. That's why it's a question.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm 33 out here just getting it with these 22-year-olds.
Right. Yeah. You feel great, huh? You've gotten a lot of compliments from powers to be that they've all been talking about your pass protection. The day that you signed, they said that they brought you in because they loved watching your pass protection. And after the game, Vance Joseph said that you make pass protection look easy at times. Was that something that he laughs at? I'm laughing too. I can't handle saying all these good things about this guy because we used to go
it's
back
killing
and
you.
Forth. You know, it's
your soul's
me.
Died a little
but
bit.
But honestly,
hasn't
you
it?
Know what? It is one of those things. You see a veteran, it looks like you just played just calm. What's your process like? And when did you begin to feel just like things slowed down for you out there?
I was in Philly and I backed up Evan, for a couple of years there at left guard, and I moved around a bunch. I think, playing multiple positions, moving to tackle, guard, both sides, and then I started there, 2 years at guard, and moved around a little bit there in my last year in Philly too due to injuries. I'd say probably that first year that I started, I ran with Chip's offense. And you're playing tired the whole time, you're exhausted 9 times out of 10, no huddle. If you get a first down, you're gassed, but at the same time, the guy in front of you, he's gassed too. So
yep.
And he's gassed because he ain't been training it.
Right.
So I think probably that year, it really slowed down for me a lot.
Right, I'll tell you what, we're going to cut you free. The coach is about to talk. We're going to go to him. But you know what? I know. You take a look back, see him getting the
you
signal.
You come over for your daily barber report.
I got an Omaha.
Report,
I got one of these dealies. So anyway, but we appreciate you stopping by. Go get some nice seafood,
brother.
Hopefully in San Fran here in a couple
go work
weeks.
Out. I got some stuff.
That's right. Add a baby.
Jim Miller of SiriusXM NFL Radio and Bears preseason game analyst. And then you handle pre- and post-game duties for the Bears on Comcast television all year long. So you saw the Broncos up close on Thursday, and then you got to see him out here today at practice. And with your camp travels with Sirius, you're going to see him again here later in the week because you're following us out
there. Yeah, Brandon, always good to be with you. Yeah, I'll be out there in San Francisco when you guys have the joint practices against the San Francisco 49ers. So, pretty much it's been a trifecta for me seeing the Broncos. And it's always good to come out here to Denver. There's a lot of competition going on. I like how aggressive John Elway is as a general manager. And, there's certainly a lot of storylines. Third head coach in 4 years with Vance Joseph taking over. You still have some solid core players, no doubt about that. But we'll see areas of improvement, whether that O-line can step up and how these quarterbacks emerge here in Denver.
Well, I know you got a chance to talk with Vance Joseph a little bit. And so the view from afar, you saw him a little bit Thursday. Yeah. What's the take around the league about Vance Joseph and what kind of job people expect him to do or what he's capable of doing? What is he capable of doing?
Yeah, I think he's been in the league a long time. And I do think, there's a conscious effort by him to surround himself with good quality coaches. And you look at, even look at the staff, guys who have former coordinator experience, anybody from quarterbacks coach Bill Musgrave and then Mike McCoy coming back here. He certainly has not only head coaching experience but coordinator level experience. So I think it's a very seasoned staff. And, like most head coaches do when they get their first bite at the apple, you want to have as many good guys around you. And I think Vance Joseph has definitely done that.
Jim Miller from SiriusXM NFL Radio joining us. And you mentioned the quarterbacks. That's been all we've talked about. We try and talk about other position battles, but until that one's settled, they all matter just a little less.
Yeah.
So you saw both quarterbacks on Thursday. You saw them out here today at practice. You've talked to Vance Joseph. I know you've talked to some other people around the team. Just your thoughts on where it stands.
It's one of the few camps that I've been to that the quarterbacks truly are getting equal reps. What I mean by that, like here, you know, obviously Simeon gets the start against the Bears, and now Paxton will get his quarter and a half this week against San Francisco. And Vance has been very upfront and, you know, about that and how he's going to treat these quarterbacks. So I think it's equal reps, and he truly is going to let the position declare itself. It's going to be up to these quarterbacks. They're going to determine it. They're going to determine it by their play, their decision-making in every practice, how they handle their team, how they motivate their teammates. Certainly, Trevor's got a little bit more experience in the NFL and comes in terms of playing time. So he may have a little bit of an edge in learning a new offense because he probably feels more comfortable in terminology and what's been asked at the position. And Paxton coming out of Memphis – you know, he's got a higher climb, but he's got a higher ceiling because he's just the more athletic guy. And we'll see how quickly he can get caught up to speed. Because I've been a big proponent of this. I've been around it myself because I played for 9 teams. It becomes a niche at the quarterback position when you move from team to team and how quickly you can pick up new systems. You know, it becomes for a point for me, I could pick up a system in literally a week and a half because I'd be like, hey, this was that in my old system, and I could translate it pretty quickly. And these guys are still in that process of learning football, learning more about football, and we'll see where it goes. But they're both very talented guys.
Well, you're a good person to talk about this because you played quarterback for as long as you did. Is it possible – Dave Logan brought this up, I think, either last week or maybe even the week before that. He thinks inadvertently, or there's a possibility inadvertently – that the Broncos are slowing the growth of both guys because they keep switching them back and forth, and because neither of them can really develop consistency with either unit. They both want to be with the ones, but then they spend plenty of time with the twos. Is there maybe something to that? And then just how hard is it – so it's kind of a two-part question. How hard is it when you're a quarterback to not worry about the competition and just go out and say, okay, I'm executing this play, and then next play I'm executing – you know what I'm saying?
I think as a young quarterback, you get caught up in numbers. And you get caught up in reps and all those things that you mentioned. But as you mature, you realize it really is you just need to focus on yourself to be a better quarterback tomorrow than you are today. And then when your reps do come, to take advantage of those, that you know everything inside and out so that you can put the best rep on tape that you can. And I just think it's, you know, it's as you get older in the NFL, you do realize that. And you do realize mental reps do matter. And knowing every situation and paying attention in the meeting rooms where maybe, hey, you're tired and you want to nod off, but the coach is making a pretty good important point, maybe on a blitz and what you should check to, and here's the reasons why and how you need to execute it. And you truly need to absorb all that because it matters, because that situation, even though you didn't practice it, say, in a physical rep on the field, you need to be able to apply it when it is your opportunity, and it does show itself and presents you, and you've got an opportunity to really rectify it.
Jim Miller from SiriusXM NFL Radio joining us on Orange and Blue 760. You're out here every year at camp. For the last few years, this Broncos defense has been about the same. They've made
some
upgrades. What do you think when you see it reminds me a little bit, this team, maybe it did last year as well, but you were kind of riding that Super Bowl high. Of the Chiefs the last few years, especially when Jamal Charles was healthy, you were like, man, roster spots – yeah. 0-50 when you take the quarterback out of it, and I know Alex Smith is Alex Smith, is as good as any roster in football that you would want. And I think when you talk about the receivers here, but especially this defense, do you see it kind of like that?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really, you know, I think it's maintain the defense and certainly improve offensively, you know, because points per game weren't that good. Third down percentage wasn't that good. So those are statistics in football that matter. And, of course, the turnover differential. Certainly these young quarterbacks and a young offense, at least interiorly and with the quarterbacks, are getting challenged by a great defense. That's going to make them better just within itself. But I think offensively it's really about are there areas of improvement? And there are a ton of areas from the run game to third down percentage and then scoring. Those all have to improve for Denver for them to return to prominence. Defense, I think they'll still be good. I know they're sorting out the injury bug with their front seven. I think, you know, maybe it's not week one, but week two they'll get those guys back and they'll be just fine defensively. But definitely offense needs to show improvement.
And they'll catch a break maybe even no Ezekiel Elliott when the Cowboys come to town in week two. The Bears,
well, that's what's interesting. Everybody calls Denver's schedule the hardest in football. I don't see it that way.
Well, if the Chargers look like anywhere close to how they did last night, you feel good about week one. Then you get the Cowboys most likely without Ezekiel Elliott in week two.
Right.
And, you know, we can keep going down the list. I think a lot is made out of that every year. And when you're covering all 32 teams like you do, people are going to freak out about the schedule. Yeah. You already know 14 of the teams you're playing before the season even I mean, before they even set it.
To me, every year is a completely different entity. It really is. And that I think, you know, teams that stay in the now, like the Bill Belichicks of the world, that's all he focuses on is the task at hand. I mean, was there any drop-off in him and how he attacked the offseason in New England? No. And I think John Elway has that same aggressive mindset. I think he was very forceful in the guys that not only he drafted, but he added to the roster here in terms of free agency. Clearly, the offensive line was one of the areas he wanted. I think Ronald Leary is a great signing. I really do. And John even told us earlier, he goes, I think our second-team O-line is better than what our first team was a year ago. And that's – you know, he believes that. You know, guys have developed more. They're further along. It's a much more competitive situation. Certainly, you got to keep guys healthy, like Paradis, the center who we talked about had the double hip surgery. He's going to be a key component. But, you know, guys like McGovern, again, that you and I were talking about, maybe has is versatile where he can help out if those injuries do happen at certain key moments of the season.
All right, final guy I'll ask you about, and hopefully you guys will get a chance to talk to him. We get to talk to him at least once a week on the podium. Every now and then when he'll come over and chat with us. Von Miller is considered by most people the best defensive player in football, or right there with J.J. Watt, except he's not coming off any injury like Watt is. When you see him and you see him in practice today, he just knocked the ball out of Paxton Lynch's hand. I mean, as somebody who played quarterback, do you think, man, I'm glad I don't have to worry about him?
Yeah, and well, I think the one thing you worry about, why even play him in the preseason? Put him in a bubble. I mean, there's just too much at stake. That's probably the one guy Denver cannot afford to lose, you know, with what's going on with the injury front. And, you know, already I know DeMarcus Walker, they're moving him out to backer, trying him out. But, you know, to me, that's a guy they can't afford. He's a tremendous player. There's no doubt. He's a game changer. Clearly, when you go back to that Super Bowl against Carolina, I mean, that turned the game in the first quarter. I mean, it's you know, it was somewhat over after that. And he can be a wrecking crew, and you know, all by himself. He's a problem for teams to deal with.
Well, I said last one, but this is my real last one. Jim Miller, SiriusXM, NFL Radio. Do you think this Broncos team, based on the schedule, whatever, but what you see out here and what they have, assuming none of these injuries are too severe, they get Wolf back, they get Shane Ray back, and everybody stays healthy, are they a playoff team in your mind?
I think it'll be an uphill battle for them. I really do, because with what you got going in the, you know, in terms of wild cards and things like that, is, you know, can Miami take the next big step? I would argue that they're better with Jay Cutler at quarterback. I really do, and I think they've improved their defense. So, you know, AFC, when you look at the AFC South, you buying into Houston or you buying the hype of Tennessee? Jacksonville's roster is tremendous. Comes down to their quarterback play, would be my take. But I really like where Tennessee's sitting right now. There could be another wild card team that emerges there. And then certainly this division alone. Raiders think this is their year. Kansas City, they seem to be consistent every single year, and I don't see a drop-off from their standpoint. So I would say the same thing for Denver. It's going to come down to your quarterback play. And if you get those improvements on offense, I would say yes. You definitely could be in that wild card spot for the playoffs.
Mills, it's always great seeing you, and maybe I'll buy you a beer in the Bay Area.
All right, man. Sounds good, Brandon.
Thanks.
Good to be with you.